Welcome to the Be Real, Get Real podcast from Women's Prosperity Network. Real women sharing real stories about their ups, their downs, their journey, and their transformations. Through these stories, we'll explore what it takes to have the courage to speak your truth, follow your passion, and be the change you want to see in the world. And now, let's get started with today's show. Welcome, everybody, to the Be Real, Get Real podcast. I am your host, Nancy Matthews, and Women's Prosperity Network is created this podcast so that we are sharing real stories of real women who are leading the way with positive impact in the world. And today I have the pleasure of introducing you to a powerhouse, the Energizer Bunny, Patricia Rogers. Welcome, my friend. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Nancy. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Test one, two, three. Everything is perfect. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
So let me just quickly let the audience know a little bit about you and your background. So Patricia is a retired correctional lieutenant since 2016, and I got to be at her amazing retirement party. And she, yeah, it was great. And she's taking the world by storm, spreading positive energy everywhere she goes. She's also known as Miss Powerhouse, the Energizer Bunny, the Lady in Red by her colleagues. She has positioned herself as an entrepreneur, a best-selling author, international public speaker, and the number one sought-after event coordinator in South Florida. She's been awarded several awards for her role as a successful entrepreneur, and her most recent achievement was as a contestant in the Woman of Achievement pageant, hosted in Long Beach, California by Marlena Martin. She won two awards at this pageant, one of which was the speaking competition, and she recognizes that opportunity does not always knock twice. She encourages those she serves to get up, suit up, and show up, and just say yes to every opportunity. And we'll let you know how you can connect with her further, of course, here on social media. And trust me, you're going to want to. The reason I wanted Patricia to share her story on this podcast, on the show today, is I have seen her journey from when she was still working in corporate, and I've seen the unfoldment of your strength, the revealing of your strength. It was always there, but I've also watched you grow as a human being, grow in your leadership, and really own who you are, all the good, the stuff that's not so good. So I honor who you are as a woman and as a leader, and I'm so grateful for you, Pat.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, and it's been an awesome journey being connected with you, as well as Women's Prosperity Network as a whole.
Yes. So let's dive in to your story. So we call this episode Corrections, Corruption, and Carving Out Your Own Path. So let's start with 29 years in the correctional industry, a male-dominated industry. Share with us a little bit about your journey inside of that position in corporate.
Well, a little bit about my journey is the fact that I started, I originally was in the military, and when I was released from the military, well, actually, I was still in the military when I went into corrections. That was part of what got me into the organization, because I had precedence as it related to me applying for various jobs because I was a veteran. And I went into the organization just to go in to get a job because I knew it was a career. They gave me uniforms. Of course, we received a paycheck. And I thought that was awesome in and of itself, because that, of course, is what I was accustomed to in the military. So I looked for all the needs that I all the things that I needed at that time that would give me a good job, a good career. And corrections was one of them.
I have to ask a question around that, because first of all, in corrections, in this department you worked in, how many women were there?
Oh, Nancy, that's a good question. And that was many women there. I know the staff was, I would say approximately 3,000 employees in Miami-Dade County, mm-hmm. approximately. About 132,000 employees in the whole organization, Miami-Dade County. Right. For my department, it was about 3,000 employees, I would say. And the majority of those were men, I must say. I don't know the exact statistics.
Yeah, but it was when you walked through the hallways, you saw mostly men and a few women.
Yes, yes.
So for me, like, quite frankly, I would have been scared to work inside of a prison. Not only for the, you know, the criminal population that's there, but also
right.
being just one of a few women. There must have been some challenges around that too.
Yeah, we did. Let me clear something up. We did have a lot of the male population for inmates definitely was at an all-time high. Female women that worked there was a good number of that. Those, but the women inmates, that number was not definitely not as high as men. So in essence, what I'm saying is that we had options, and my choice was to work with the women. At some point, I did work with men, but out of 29 years, I did it all. But initially, I started off with the women because, you know, I was the class leader, so I received the opportunity to choose where I wanted to work.
Awesome.
But it just was not a scary situation to me, because I guess I'm a people person. And I have a belief in myself that, and in God, that if I treat people the way I want to be treated, I don't have to walk looking over my shoulders. And I have not done that to this day.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you're working in corrections. You started planning your second career because you knew you were retiring. That's when you came upon Women's Prosperity Network. You were out networking. And yeah. I so remember when we were at the speaker training and I was talking with you about, but who is Pat Rogers? What is your story? And you shared about some injustices that happened to you in corrections. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, Nancy, I initially shared about the services that I took on as an entrepreneur prior to leaving corporate America, which was legal services, legal, affordable legal and identity theft services. And everyone knows about Legal Shield. So I started off with that. That's what I thought I would be doing my entire career. But of course, when I came to public speaking training and I did my little 60-second infomercial, my spiel on what I did and what I did to serve others. Yes, of course, you came out with this, Legal Shield is branded. So now what does Pat Rogers have to give? And I can remember clearly it was in 2015 while I was still working for corporate America, as you said. And when you asked me that question, it made me think about what I had endured in the organization. Mm-hmm. And I can remember coming to tears.
I remember.
Because I didn't want to share that with you. I didn't want to share that with anybody. The injustices, some of the injustices that I had done. But when you asked me what made me want to sell legal services, that's what brought that out of me. And the reason was because I've had to use Legal Shield many times, not many, but several times in the organization to protect my rights as an employee. And when you said, what does Pat Rogers have to give because Legal Shield is branded? I had to do some research. I had to do some reading. I had to understand this entrepreneur arena because I had no clue. And that's what that question made me dig inside of myself. And when I told you, I said that I was passed over for promotions. Mm-hmm. And I started talking about a little bit about that. I immediately broke down. But today I don't break down about it because I've accepted it as my story. And that my story has to be told and shared with other people so that those who are also going through some of the similar things will understand that while they're working for corporate America, these things come, but they don't come as a negative all the time. They come to condition us for our destiny and for where our God has intended for us to go. I know that today, Nancy.
Yeah, so I got goosebumps as you share that piece of it. So thank you. And here's the thing, when you're in the midst of feeling that you're being passed over, treated badly, harassed, I mean, the stuff that can happen to any of us, in the moment, it doesn't necessarily feel like conditioning. It feels like garbage.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, when I was in the organization, one of my biggest challenges was the fact that, which I had no idea about what politics in the workplace was. And what I did, and I take full responsibility for my actions, because we go to a job to work, to get paid a paycheck, and that's it. But unfortunately, we connect with so many people, it becomes a family. And then, of course, we get involved with other people. So just to make it clear, my challenge was the fact for me that I got into a relationship with a gentleman in the organization who, of course, had more rank than I did. And that's the rest of the story as to my challenges as to why I was passed over. And what happened was, of course, when I broke off the relationship, which we know is common in relationships in corporate America, we get in relationships. And when I broke it off again, I had no idea about politics in the workplace and the powers that people possess who are over us. And that's when my struggles started. I was on the promotional exam. It was my time, came around for me to be promoted. And I learned later that because this person was friends with the director, who was also a male, that they stopped my promotion. And I knew it was personal, but maybe everybody else didn't. To the world or to the organization, it looks like I did something wrong and I wasn't fit to be promoted. And that's what the painful part of it was. I could not go around and explain to everybody, well, this is why this happened. But I'm grateful because it did happen. And of course, I'm not grateful that it happened, but I'm grateful that I was mature enough, spiritual enough to accept that challenge and knowing within myself who I was, who I am, that I did not really deserve that to happen that way, but it happened. And when it happened, what happened, once you have stood up for your rights, because of course I went before the Board of County Commissioners, I was on national television, and I stood up for my rights, I won my promotion.
So hold on, you did not accept that. That's what I'm hearing. So this is where, you know, the carving out your own path piece comes into play, because you could have just said, oh, well, that's the way it is, but Miss Pat Rogers, the powerhouse, and there must have been risks for you in stepping up. So how was that?
Yes, there are risks in stepping up. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because there are risks in stepping up. When we stand up for our rights, even out here in the world today, you know, there are risks that come with stepping up, because people does not like to be challenged, especially when they are in a position of authority. But because I studied for that exam and because I read the policies, which is something I tell clients that I work with, you got to read your policies because those will protect you. And because I read the policies, I knew that I had rights as an employee, and I was able to utilize the tools that was in place, the procedures that was in place, to fight for what was rightfully mine. And the repercussion behind that was that I had now become a target. So after taking the second level of, taking the second level of supervision 2 years later, I took the sergeant. I eventually did win my promotion for that, for the first level. And the second level, I'm like, oh, I want to make sergeant. And then when I took that test, the same thing happened. I was passed over again, arbitrarily, without cause. But you know what? I did the same thing I did before. I stood up for my rights. Did it in a different manner, followed the procedures, but I stood up for my rights. And of course, they can hold your rank up. They can hold things up. People in general can hold things up for us in life. But when we stand up for what's right and trust the process and who I choose to call God, we know we will always succeed. But what happens is sometimes people quit before they get to that point out of frustration.
Yes.
And then I took the third level of supervision test, lieutenant, and I was passed over again. Basically, I was the only one in that organization during my tenure that I think I was passed over for all three promotions. But I was also the only person in that organization that they had to release it every time with back pay. So having said that, you know, this is what happens when we do stand up for our rights. We do become a target. But you know what? Targets are not always a bad thing, because other people are always watching. And what that did for me was allowed me to assist other employees who saw me go through those challenges, who were also passed over at some point in time. So I was able to take the experience that I had and share it with others, walk them through the system so that they too can get what was rightfully theirs. Beautiful. Yes, there were repercussions, but you know what? That just goes, that's just part of life. You know, as long as I know I'm doing the right thing in my job, and as long as I know that I was put there by divine purpose. That's why I went. I was put by divine purpose, and I just don't believe in quitting just because a situation looks difficult. You know, I believe in struggling, challenging through that challenge or that difficulty, because I do believe that on the other side is what I'm waiting to receive.
Oof, so good. And so thank you for being who you are, being the leader you are, and recognizing that as you move through this struggle and you get to the other side, that you can now help another one who might be going through something similar.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's fast forward, because what you said a moment ago, that people are always watching, that is something that you live by and know by. And when I think about all the awards that you've received, the opportunities to speak, the people that you have traveling from Europe to come and speak at your events, it's because of how you consistently show up. And, you know, I honor you for the way that you show up and the consistency, and you shine the light on other people so much. Like, you come to one of our events, and before the event is over, you got a video up of some of the you're amazing. And I believe that it's your love of people.
Absolutely.
That has gotten you to this place and all of the great results that you're achieving now as an entrepreneur. So
absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit for someone who's out there. So you retire. Actually, before you retired, you were planning your second career in entrepreneurship. What are some of the things that you did to prepare for this next career? And what do you still do? What advice do you have for someone who's watching this and that maybe they're going through something tough? What do they got to do?
Well, the first, yeah, for Pat Rogers, rule number one for Pat Rogers to those listening audience who's still working for corporate America, rule number one is don't quit your day job. You don't quit your day job out of frustration. You don't let people push you out of your organization, wherever you're working. Why do I say that? Because I say that because we need that money to build their business.
Right.
And what happens is when we are in, just in life in general, we look at other people and we want to do what other people are doing, but we have not done our research. We have to do our research. And the way I did my research to see what this entrepreneur arena was about so that I wouldn't have to go back to work for anyone, I started connecting with organizations such as Women's Prosperity Network. I followed gentlemen like Bill Walsh and some of his free events. I would follow, go to those events. Sometimes I would go in uniform at night. I think you can remember seeing me in some of y'all events in uniform.
Yeah.
Because I had to find out what you guys are doing. But the main thing I came for is because you all were doing what I wanted to do. So my suggestion to anybody is that we got to first follow those people too who have what we want. Mm-hmm. Because that's where we're going to grow. That's where we're going to learn. We also have to invest in ourselves. Nothing is free. Nothing worth having. Let me just put it that way. Nothing really worth having is free. And in corporate America, trainings and all of those different things is free. But you know what? In this entrepreneur arena, We have to pay for the services that these our leaders and different ones are rendering to us, because their time is valuable, and that is their intellectual properties that they have taken the time to put together as a package or as a benefit for us. So therefore, we have to go in knowing we gotta invest in ourselves.
Right.
You know, that's very huge. And then there are a multiplicity of other basic, I call them foundational things that we have to learn such as the websites, digital marketing, social media, you know, email marketing. It's a lot of nuts and bolts, things that we need to know, which are the build that foundation. Mm-hmm. And this is where I come in at when I show individuals how to transition from corporate America to their role as an entrepreneur, and as well as host effective networking events. But we have to do the, I always say, if I cannot master the mundane, then how can God trust me with the masses? So this is why I'm consistent on what I do.
Do that again.
Because people are watching.
If I cannot master the mundane, what's the next part?
If I cannot master the mundane, the small things, how can God trust me with the masses? Right now I have about 100 people. We always do about 100, maybe 125 people. Maybe I'll say 120 may register for the event, but we always get about around about 100 people to show up. Mm-hmm. How can, if I'm not faithful, if I'm not consistent, if I'm not, you know, committed to that, how can I expect him to grow me to 500, 1,000, 2,000? We don't know where we're going,
yeah.
But we're going to be consistent and see and enjoy the journey because it's good. And
that.
So what I try to show people on social media, which I meet a lot of people on social media who attend our events or participate in our events, and I bring them offline. I meet them online, I bring them offline because they like what they see. So if we're doing something that is impacting the lives of other people, then that means that we have to just do more of it. Mm-hmm. Not slow down. We have to do more of it. And sometimes just showing up on social media because I wrote a book or because I'm having an event is sometimes where we drop the ball. We have to show up for other people. Yes, I enjoy edifying other people because this is what it's all about.
So so for everybody watching out there, I want you to connect with Pat Rogers. You can feel her heart. You can feel her commitment. And you can go to PatriciaRogers360.com. And she's got an event, Entrepreneurs Living the Dream 2020.
Living
right?
the Dream. 2020. Yes, 2020.
I've been privileged to be a presenter at your first three of these that you did, I think.
Yes.
Northern Atlanta and Fort
Worth. Yes, the last three, yes.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'll be at this one too. And
awesome. Trish Carr will be speaking for us at this one.
Yes, she will. Yes, she will. So the Energizer Bunny, I just want to address that for a moment. How do you find the energy or the drive to keep going? I mean, you just put yourself out there time and again, time and again. And there's got to be times you don't feel like it.
Yes, there are times. First of all, unity in service represents unity, of course. Unity with who? People.
Yes.
So I always say people need people.
That's
so
right.
Again, it goes back. I cannot expect people to come and service me if I'm not going to sacrifice my time and my energy to service other people. You know, it doesn't have to be the same people, but I have to continuously serve other people. And as you all have stated a number of times in our trainings, it's always better to get in front of more than one person at a time as opposed to one or two people when you're marketing a service. And that means to me that I have to go out and constantly meet people. I learned that a long time ago. You're not going to serve the same people all the time. So in order to keep that audience built and growing, you have to stay in front of people all the time. And it goes back to what you all say in training as well. Numbers. And I always like to think of the ratio. And I always think once that ratio starts going and I get a person to join the event or sell a legal shield plan, or once the cycle starts, it's on. And I know I have to keep going doing the same thing so I can add more numbers. This is where my energy comes. And I'm going to say this quote. I'm going to quote Bill Walsh on this one. Bill Walsh says, when he speaks, he says, we'll sleep when we die.
That's right.
So that means if I'm tired, I'm coming to this event. If I have another event the following week, I'm not going to use. I keep going because I know that every time I go out, another door of opportunity has to open. It has to open.
Well, because your focus is about people. And I did an interview with Mark Porteous the other day, and I was talking, I was like, people need people. I mean, that's the truth. Everything in life is everything in life is about people.
Everything. Yeah. Everything. So everything.
You know, you said to me when we were getting ready for this, something along the lines of these opportunities, these challenges and struggles you've had, that you're not angry at the person. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
Yeah, yes, I remember that. And it's so true for me, Nancy. I have to, like I said, it goes back to what I was saying before. When we realize what our destiny is, that we realize that every challenge is going to take us closer to our destiny. We cannot be angry at people. What I want people to understand, the listening audience, for those who may not understand, is that when we look at situations that we go through, first of all, it's always going to involve other people.
Right.
It just has to. It's automatic. That's just the way life is. Good, bad, and indifference. It involves other people. So with that having said that, when we realize that these people are strategically put in our life, we may not want to accept it, like you said earlier. It may not feel good. But when we accept the fact that, oh my God, that person is strategically put in my life, now I get to go through that challenge without malice, without hatred. I'm not saying you're not going to feel the pain. I'm not going to say you're not going to feel like you might have been slighted. But guess what? Get over it. Get over it. Love them in spite of. Love them in spite of. And if I could just use a quick example, you know, there are times that things happen in, you know, in life. Let's just say, I'm going to use social media for instance. A person may do something. You know, I still have to comment on that person's stuff just like I was doing before. I may not do it as much, but in order to help me get through the pain of what they did, I have to be loving and still maintain my integrity. That's why I'm able to get through the challenges. And when we can do that, it helps us overcome the pain, number one. We always have to ask for forgiveness. We always have to forgive that person. And then we have to ask for forgiveness for myself. Lord, if I've done anything wrong, then you help me. But I find that when I show love and kindness, no matter what, those feelings subside, those emotions go away, and I still feel good about me. Yeah. I'm not going to go through life ducking and dodging people. That's something I never did. I've never been one of those people, Nancy, to get on the elevator. You're on the elevator. You just wrote me up. And I'm going to get off the elevator because you're on the elevator. I'm going to get on the elevator and say, hi, Nancy, how you doing? Hi, Sergeant Nancy, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. Because you know what? That's not my responsibility.
That's right.
To pay people back for what they do. No, that's not my place to carry that and harbor that. Okay. My place is to be that example, because obviously you need to see this example in me. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't have wrote me up in the first place. How about that?
Ooh, I like the way that goes. I like the way that is. And we're so aligned in our heart and our spirit, Pat, because I believe that every single human being, like you said, things happen as an opportunity. And I kind of look at every person that crosses my path, good, bad, indifferent, not whatever that is. Every circumstance is an opportunity.
It is.
For me to be more godlike, for me to come from love, whatever's love. Oh, okay, look at this. I now have an opportunity to grow as a loving, compassionate human being. So
absolutely. And it took, when you said that, Nancy, it takes me to the four agreements.
Yeah.
I think the second agreement, if I'm not mistaken, is the second agreement. It says that a lot of times, Nancy, it's not you. It's not in me. It's in those people who are exhibiting those negative behaviors.
Right.
So that's why you have to, you know, that's why you have to be that example. Because whether you know it or not, they're learning from you. I'm on social media now. Do you know how many I've had several correction officers come to my events every year. I've had several officers who have chiefs. That's the high rank. Mm-hmm. Who have gotten on social media and said to me, in the messenger, how proud they are of me. That goes back to what I said. They didn't get a chance to know who I was, because that was a whole different, I wasn't able to be me because I had to be what they wanted me to be.
Right.
So you know what? Now that they get to see who Pat Rogers really is, oh my God. You know, so this is why we have to maintain that level of love, consistency, so on and so forth, because people are always watching. And no matter what, my goal is to always exhibit positive behavior.
Yep, I love that. You live the one philosophy. You're one of my certified trainers. It's wonderful. So thank you so much for sharing your story, your many stories, your expertise, and most of all, your heart. I love you very much, my friend. Let everybody know how they can get in touch with you and find out about your amazing events.
Everyone can, as you said before, they can go to patrogers360.com or patriciarogers360.com, and that will take them to all of my social media platforms, and they can just click the icon if they, and it will connect them with me. And they can also click the events tab, which will, it talks about, shares about our event on Eventbrite that's coming up May 22nd through the 23rd, 2020. We do have spots open for vendors. And if anyone wants to be a sponsored vendor, and we're just looking forward to having a good time as we normally do. We have about 14 speakers. It's a 2-day event. Lunch is served to everybody. Amazing. We just have an awesome time, a little bit of entertainment.
It's a great event. It's a great event.
Yes.
The spirit that you provide, the knowledge that you learn, and it's part of what goes back to what you said earlier. We've got to be learning and growing and expanding. So thank you. I love you, and here's to more fun times together.
Thank you, Nancy, so much for having me on this podcast. Congratulations to Women's Prosperity Network, because you all always create new things and new opportunities for us as members to participate in, so that we too will shine, and I love you for that.
Awesome. Love you too. And we love you out there too, watching this podcast, listening to it, wherever you are tuning in. Remember that you can be real and you can get real to achieve real results. This is Nancy Matthews signing off with Women's Prosperity Network. Until next time, make it a magical day. Bye, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the Be Real, Get Real podcast from Women's Prosperity Network, the place where impact-driven women shine as they make a positive difference for their families, their communities, and the world at large. Be sure to visit womensprosperitynetwork.com to tap into the power, resources, and connections this extraordinary community provides. That's it for today. I'm your host, Nancy Matthews, and until next time, make it a magical day.